The Hideous Creature Show.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point. Natural selection, the process by which the strongest, the smartest, the fastest reproduced in greater numbers than the rest, a process which had once favored the noblest traits of man, now began to favor different traits. Most science fiction of the day predicted a future that was more civilized and more intelligent. But as time went on, things seemed to be heading in the opposite direction, a dumbing down. How did this happen? Evolution does not necessarily reward intelligence. With no natural predators to thin the herd, it began to simply reward those who reproduced the most and left the intelligent to become an endangered species.
Coming to you from the City of Roses, inside 2282, a.k.a. the Brooklyn Zoo, via the internets. The date is Thursday, July 15th, 2010. And this is the Hideous Creature Show. My name is June.
Chow Chow June, I'm Pat.
Hi, Patrick.
That's my new salutation, is Chow Chow.
I like
chow
it.
Chow Chow.
And this is episode 52. And thank you for coming along and playing fake radio with us on the internets.
Ready to go.
What's up, Talkbox?
I'm ready to go. Chow Chow. It's going to be Chow Chow and Toodles.
I like it.
Chow Chow Toodles.
The intro was, of course, Idiocracy, which is a fantastic movie. Didn't they run out of budget for that or something?
I don't really know that much about Asian films.
I thought it was French.
I don't watch those guys either. I never saw the Amalai movie that, you know.
Oh, right.
I didn't see that.
Patrick today has decided to... that's not an anagram. It's kind of anagramish.
Like ABBA? Dad? Race car?
No, those are palindromes.
Oh.
Anagrams where you take a word and you make other words out of it.
Like
you take all the letters and you make new words out
like
of it.
Like Patrick could be crap kit. Is that what an anagram is?
Okay.
Okay, that would
I
be
like it.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah.
Jenny is not going to be here this week. She is out with the boyfriend, Jenny. And they're going crabbing.
Oh God, she's got her little jeans rolled up like right above her knees. She's like bent over in the brine.
I don't know if they do it in a boat or if they're off a dock or.
Why are you ruining my vision?
I don't know, because I'm actually trying to do the where's Jenny math right now.
BT is like teaching her how to set a trap, and she looks at him and goes, "I know why I love you."
She is a trap. I love you. I love you, Jenny.
We miss you, Jenny. I miss you, Jenny. June is bitter. He's bitter like his wine.
I've had a shitty week.
I'm sorry, man.
Like I've had a, well, I've I mean, had a shitty week not too. Shitty that shitty things happen to me. Just kind of one of those weeks where I was really, really busy and just wanted to have time to do nothing. But whatever. Wah. 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 Wah.
Oh. I'm going to snap you out of that. I'm going to snap you out of that, Ginger Snap.
And you... You're going to go back and do sound for the prison thing, right?
Yeah. Saturday, I'll be in prison all day. It's like being in junior high school.
And we were talking about doing a show earlier that a prison show, but Patrick had told us that it's just boring work. It's just boring shit that you're doing.
No, I mean, no, it's not like I'm stuck in the middle. It's not like me, white as Casper, stuck in the middle of Oz. It's not like I'm, you know, basket weaving or learning how to make a shiv out of a toothbrush or it's really like it feels like you're in a community college classroom.
So how big is the crew you're working with? I mean, because you're doing sound, so you have a boom, right?
Yeah, I'm mixing sound and booming. So it's me for the there are two camera guys, me doing sound, and probably three people that are one producer and one director and then like an assistant. So there's only like seven other people.
Is there just one camera?
No, there's two cameras. One time the cameras are interviewing the people. I'm usually following around the rehearsals. They're doing Shakespeare. And
Shakespeare in jail?
Yeah. That's totally what they're doing.
I know that they're kind of off subject, but...
Let's take a tangent. I smell a tangent coming. Insert
soundbite
here.
No. I'm not mad at anything right now.
That's a rant.
Well, actually, I am mad at something, but...
That's a rantgent.
I don't want to go into it. I want to talk about, we're actually having a, what would that be? A super douchebag of the week.
Is that why you're angry?
No, I'm not angry at it. I kind of think it's just curious. And I think it's kind of played out, so I just want to talk about it for a second, and then we'll move
well,
on.
Well, I didn't hear anything about
an
this
honorary
before I got
douchebag.
Here. Yeah, I did. You were like, hey, have you heard? And I said, no.
Well, the Mel Gibson bullshit.
I have no idea. I actually really have no idea what you're talking about.
And the thing is I was going to not even touch it, but you haven't heard that
I haven't
shit.
Heard it, man. Someone mentioned, hey, have you heard about Mel Gibson yesterday? I went, no, and I forgot about it. And then you said it. And I'm like, is it that cop thing that's coming back? Like shit that we didn't hear about? And he went, no.
Well, he just kind of augmented his.
Well, you've been keeping me in fucking suspense. So what the fuck's going on?
Okay, all last week his girlfriend had put out these tapes that she recorded, which is a douchebag move as well.
Yeah, it kind of is.
And so listening to the audio, I'm kind of thinking, what the fuck? She sounds like a little angel. And probably said some other shit, or I don't know if she can edit.
Well,
probably
what is
not.
He saying in this?
You know what? We're gonna play it.
Okay.
I'm gonna see if it actually works. Here we go.
Total idea. What the fuck do you hope to accomplish with that? What are you hoping to accomplish with that? What are you gonna pay me back? If you do that, it's over. It's over now. Fuck you.
I'm wondering if he's.
Why
going
is he being
through...
a douchebag?
Well,
they're probably breaking up.
I think they are breaking up. I think that she's trying to catch how crazy he is.
I mean, she's probably trying to monopolize. Maybe what does she do? I bet she's a dental hygienist.
She is a an international recording artist.
Shakira.
Shakira.
Is it Shakira? Is it Lily Allen?
And. It just sounds so like she had said something or whatever, and they had edited that shit or taken that part out of it and got him all fucking riled up. She could have said like, "Hey, I just fucked your best friend. I just fucked Danny Glover.
I fucked your dad.
Right.
I flew down to Sydney and fucked your dad and your grandpa. Ever heard of DP, Mel?"
And he goes ape shit. He goes cuckoo.
Do you got any more? Because I don't know, man. This is like people breaking up.
Right, let's listen to it for a little bit more.
How dare you act like such a bitch when I'm being so.
I did not blame you.
You said I was mean. You were fucking annoyed at me. For what reason?
What?
I did nothing but be nice to you.
What?
He is drunk.
I've done nothing but be nice to you.
I didn't blame you last night.
What are you little bitch this morning for?
I wasn't doing anything.
What did I do? And you said, also earlier today, never mind. What the fuck were you gonna say?
I wasn't going to say about any earlier today. It's just...
Is he on a treadmill? Or is
no,
he just that
he's,
fucking
he's,
pissed?
He's drunk. They're, like, no. I hear a little bit of love in his voice, and I'm not being, like, cute. I hear some love in his voice. Like, I hear some heartbreak.
Well, something happened that pissed him off, of course. Who knows what she did? That's not on the fucking audio.
I'm sure Mel Gibson is batshit crazy, but even crazy people fall in love, and I think maybe he's in love. So, you know what? I'm sick of fucking ranking on Mel Gibson. I'm going to back him up. Play another clip.
I don't want to rank on him either. Just it's so played out. And the only reason I wanted to play it is because you hadn't heard it.
Oh, I hadn't heard it. Is there more?
Yeah.
I was going to say about last night. That's all.
Why? Because I let you sleep? That's my fucking mistake. I should have woke you up and said, fucking blow me, bitch. I should have fucking woken you up and said, blow me. You would have liked that better, yeah? You need the goddamn sleep.
We were supposed to go to jacuzzi, and you said you have to wait for something.
So why did you have to wait?
You said...
You go to the goddamn jacuzzi.
We go to the jacuzzi.
Yeah, is that like a class on how to fucking...
Creator,
we go to jacuzzi. It's like going to missionary.
No, it's Mr. Turple.
Mr. Rubble?
With Mr. a bunch Rubble? Of Alka-Seltzer in it. We are very poor.
Diet Coke and
Pepsi. So anyway, it's really played out. I'm just amazed that you didn't actually hear
it. I've been kind of sheltered. I've been working and not really working, but I've been just kind of doing shit and keeping busy, and I haven't heard it at all.
Well, what had happened is I think on Tuesday or something, maybe even Monday, it just kind of surfaced all the audio, and they started playing it all over the radio and stuff and all over the internets. and it kept coming out like one more every day. Like it kind of seemed, you know, they had a plan.
Like it was like leaked, and then there was this huge, mungus media group that said, let's just make that they were price fixing or audio fixing. They said, we're going to play this clip on Tuesday. Everyone agreed to that, and everyone went, aye.
Yay.
And then Wednesday, we're going to play this clip. Everyone agreed to that, aye.
But it just kept coming out and coming out, and now it's just fucking overplayed. I just wanted you to hear a little
bit. I'm sorry for our listeners who are probably sick of this by now, but I haven't heard any of this shit.
I'm afraid it's dark outside.
Fuck it.
I just waited for you. I waited and waited till I fell asleep, and then...
Waited and waited, like 2.5 fucking minutes. You're fucking snoring. Don't you dare wait. You're blaming me right now. Now I'm blaming you. You went to sleep.
I don't blame you.
I deserve to be blown first.
Yeah.
Okay, this is... I'm going to speculate. This is what I'm going to say.
Heroes he turns like this.
And maybe I'm playing devil's advocate, and I'm
that
being
maybe
a
better
Mel,
makes him cuckoo.
I'm being a Mel Gibson apologist on this one right now. But I think that she called him up earlier this morning and was like, you know what, Mel? I have a fucking problem because we don't have sex enough. And this is his response, like, fucking, you fell asleep. And she's like, but I wanted to go to jacuzzi. And he's like, you should have blown me, and then we would have fucked. I think he's reacting to something that we don't have any insight to this now.
Well, I'm sorry, go ahead.
She probably was just saying, well, our sex life is unfulfilled. Sometimes I'd like to give you, you know, I'd like to go to blowjob town, because that's how she would talk, blowjob town. And he's like, you should have fucking blown me.
What's the deal with the fucking jacuzzi?
And he's pissed. He's like, look, all those things could have happened if you didn't fucking snore.
She could even, like, exacerbate the whole thing, like, and just gone, but I want jacuzzi.
I want jacuzzi. And then, guess what?
Water jacuzzi.
Get him to the jacuzzi and then go underwater. Have you ever had a blowjob underwater? I never have, but that's some fucking...
What are you, Aquaman all of a sudden?
I'm not Aquaman, but Aquagirl. There was an Aquagirl, right? She didn't speak to dolphins, but she speak to...
I don't know.
To...
Aquaman's pretty ambiguous.
Green tights. Go
but
figure.
Anyway, what I was thinking is that somebody needs a hug. By hug, I mean blowjob.
A blowjob. Give the man a blowjob. He has an Oscar.
And also, I was thinking that right now, just or last week or this week, just the way that the media has just swarmed on this.
I hate the fucking media.
I do too. A love-hate relationship. Anyway, now is the time for fucking stars to go apeshit. They could do whatever they want.
Because they're going to be dwarfed by this Mel
right,
Gibson
be
shadow.
And what's going to happen next? I mean, is stuff just going to keep coming out more and more and more? Is it going to get more and more cuckoo or what the fuck?
It's going to take like a monumental shift to take the attention off of Mel Gibson.
Jesus. You know what he needs? He needs a real doll.
A real doll?
Yes.
Look, can we go into a movie madness before we go
yes,
into
let's do
real
it.
Doll? Okay, here's my movie madness for this week.
Sir, we're in a dangerous environment here. We got a lot of glass and steel rushing by us at high speeds.
I have no fucking idea. Can I get one more?
A different one?
Yeah, please.
Listen, Mr. Peepers just scratched the shit out of me and I'm bleeding like a stuck pig.
Mr. Peepers is a cat.
Yeah, Mr.
Listen, Mr. Peepers just scratched the shit out of me and I'm bleeding like a stuck pig.
It kind of sounds familiar.
Okay.
Holy shit.
You want another one now, don't you?
I kind of do. Oh, one sec. I want to preface that we, for first time listeners, play a game on the show called Movie Madness, and it's where we play quotes from a movie throughout the show and try to guess it. And you, as a listener, can also. Play along.
One more until real doll.
Yes, okay.
He's building important things to protect us from the communists.
I don't know.
Okay.
I have no idea what it is.
Mel Gibson needs a real doll.
Okay. We're going to talk about that on another show because I want to get into the topic of the week.
Okay. Fair enough.
Episode 52's topic of the week is, what song would you use to seduce a lover?
I I like how you're non-gender specific on that one, because I'm sure we have a gay listener.
Well, I don't know. You know, I mean, who knows what I'm going to like in 10 years? And maybe I like dudes in 10 years.
Maybe.
That'd be, I'd be fucking awesome.
Do you really dig on like hot rods like cars? Do you get off about cars? No, I don't either. Maybe like when you hit 50, you really want to buy like a 1974 fucking Chevette.
And I need some dude to fix it for me?
Right, exactly. He's wearing overalls and nothing else.
Yeah, and it's got a trunk full of nylons that I wear every
day.
You give him
some lemonade and he's like, can I use your shower? I've got a choir meeting to get to.
How about we go to jacuzzi?
Jacuzzi?
Let's go jacuzzi.
Okay, so what would you do to seduce a lover?
What I want you to do is I want you to describe during the tune what you would what you'd be doing.
Okay, so let me preface this by saying she comes over. There's a nice chicken Kiev.
I'm warming in the oven. This is gonna make me horny.
We've eaten it. We've had a nice sorbet, a nice little maybe a little bit of Grand Marnier afterwards. After our meal, now we're sitting in my bar.
I can see the wife beater with like a martini shaker.
I never wear wife beaters. I'm sitting there in my Barca lounger. She's in my plush Barca lounger because I give comfort to the ladies. And I just ask her. I just look at her and I just go, how's the burgundy? It's nice, isn't it?
It's tits.
I noticed that you were looking at the donkey head on those walls.
So you're into taxidermy?
Really, if you look at ancient Greek rituals, the donkey head was a sign of fertility. I think Bacchus actually would bring them up and dress them people. Do you know what those rituals were like?
Tell me more.
People, jacuzzi, people fornicating, people in a field, drinking wine, not unlike this fine burgundy they're drinking right now, squeezed from the grapes of their ancestors on the backs of promises and dreams.
I love Carlo Rossi.
They would put a donkey head and they would let a man, a white man, a white blonde to dark brown curly-headed man, around 6 feet tall, weighing about 200 pounds, ride their back. The woman would. And then after he rode her around the pasture and her knees gave out, he would pick her up, take the donkey head from her shoulders and put it on. And then he would ride her around into a skluva, which is Greek for kind of a barn. It's actually kind of a lean-to of a barn. I didn't know if you knew this. I do speak some Greek. I speak a bunch of... I'm kind of a jack-of-all-trades, master of nothing about European languages. Can I give you a refill?
Please. I would love a refill.
That's right.
Why do I sound... I talk like a freak.
Oh, that little slot on the side of the couch? Yes. Put a quarter in there. I have a stack of quarters right next to you. Oh, yes. It's vibrating right there. It's a massage chair. Let me come over there and rub your ankles. Excuse me, your ankles.
I'm very tired. Ankles are very sore.
That's just a taste, ladies. Ladies, that's a fucking taste. It's a taste. I speak in the ways of Dionysus.
So I like the way that you incorporate dead shit with your seduction.
Because the dead is sentimental, and ladies are sentimental.
You're a very cryptic marionette. Marionettist?
A marionettist. A marionetteer.
A Muppeteer.
I'm a Muppeteer. Puppeteer. I'm a Henson.
Jim Henson.
I'm
is
a Hensonteer. But I'm a Hensonite. I go on the teachings of Jim Henson. That's exactly what I had. June, what do you have? I want to know about you because, oh my God, I'm going to turn it back on you and you're going to look into my eyes and it's going to be shwop, shwop, baby.
Okay.
Shwop, shwop.
Mine is kind of more of a... Like, I have a whole dance thing going on. So what happens is that... I don't know. It's probably late at night. There's a fire burning. There's like 2.5 candles.
One's been burned down since dinner.
Thing of Mad Dog. Oh, I'm wearing a wife beater, and I'm in my whitey tidies.
So.
And I'm doing the pelvic air hump, and I'm doing a lot of pointing.
Do you do point or when do you blow?
I do the fast, like, point shoot. Let her know who's the alpha male. And then maybe a moonwalk in my... And I'm wearing tube socks, white tube socks, too.
Pulled all
I'm
the way up?
I'm basically dressed like Tom Hanks in Rescue... Or Tom Hanks. Tom Cruise in Risky Business.
Without the button down.
Yeah, without the button down.
So, what's that piece of art on your wall right there?
You don't need to know about art, baby.
It looks like dogs playing poker.
Shut up.
Ooh, I'm entranced by you.
And then I smack her.
Ow!
Oh!
And then about right then, you hear the oven bell ding.
Ding!
And we feast on pot pies, like turkey and a beef, and we feed each other.
So I was going.
Would you like the turkey?
I see
or
you
the
have
beef
a
on a silver platter.
I see you have a Dodge Charger in your.
It doesn't go on very far from there because it's always a cash cow.
Right. That's why you have a bearskin rug in your living room in front of
then,
the fireplace.
Well, what happens is that, you know, I feed her some sort of liqueur, like a grape or a hard raspberry.
Is it frozen?
Well, that's when the Ribenol kicks in and I just pass out. That's it. I roofie myself. That's how much passionate I am. And I'm out.
Fuck me like a
I
corpse.
I whip my dick out, and then I start jerking and just try to get it out before I pass out.
That's how you know that they love you.
Yep. And then I wake up alone. Perfect. You know what I call that?
Stained promises?
Magic.
Wow.
Magic with a K.
Give me more, Sensei. I'm ready to learn.
Oh, that's it. That's it. Night is over.
Okay, on that note, here's another movie, Madness.
Thank you.
What's your fucking problem? You afraid of women, too?
I don't blame him. He ever met his wife?
What the that doesn't even sound familiar. Can I get another one?
You want another one?
Yes.
We tried and tried, but could not fit your fucking name on the cake!
I'm going to give you one more, because I think this one's really going to help you out.
I'm in linoleum tile myself. We do ceramics, too. Special discount for officers of the law. I love cops.
What the fuck is that? Jesus Christ.
All right, you know what? I want to wrap this up with one more. I know this is a little unorthodox for Movie Madness, but I got a lot of them ready to go at you.
It's really from my cat's litter box, but he said you could keep the lumps.
I'm totally stumped again.
Okay.
And here I am bragging about, like, how good I am at Movie Madness.
But
I'm,
I've been
like,
working on
sucking.
This for 2 weeks to, like, get you. And not get you, but just give you things. And that's why I have 54 clips that will be all played. They will not all be played.
What was funny is that I'd called Patrick, and he'd been working on Movie Madness for some time.
And last week, we were having technical difficulties, so I couldn't really...
And it was hot. Oh, by the way, I want to put a disclaimer or an apology out that we turned into The View last week because we were all fucking crocked off our fucking asses.
Which, I didn't listen to last week's show, but which member of The View were you?
I'm Whoopi.
Oh, my God. That doesn't really
leave... I kind of look like Whoopi, though.
Yeah, you do. You have the dreads.
Yep. Long-ass dreads.
I think... Is Jenny or me Joy Behart?
It's Jenny, of course.
Okay.
No, I don't think that... What's her name?
Hasselbeck.
Okay, none of us are her because I don't think... In reality, I think we're all her.
Abortion's wrong.
Stupid.
Yeah, that is. It is...
But why don't we go into your next seduction song?
Okay, this is me feeling a little bit different that night. This is not a candlelight dinner.
Holy shit, I love this song.
When this lady shows up, or man, I don't know where I'm gonna be in 20 years.
You'll be a lady or a man.
There's no dinner in this. They come into my house, it's swathed in plastic. Have you ever seen Dexter? It's gonna be kinda like one of those, but without any knives. And I'm gonna be standing there wearing my fucking fetching leotard.
You're fetching. Good usage.
It's aqua green top, gold bottom. Not like the shiny gold that all those fucking annoying fixie gear bicycle chicks ride around in. We're like, oh, I have shimmery gold. It's just a muted gold. It's subtle. But you got me in there, and I'm doing my slinky shit.
He's dancing right now. I like it.
Then I make her take off her tie-dyed fucking purse, like her tie-dyed little handbag.
Uh-huh.
I remove it from her shoulders. And I sit there and I look at her and I look her straight in her fucking dirt brown eyes and I look at them and I say, take those peasant sandals off your feet, baby. And then I help her to get out of her her Reebok fucking pump air fucking shoes. She just worked at the diner. This isn't Chandra, who works on fucking 82nd and fucking Powell. And then I help her get off. And then I wrap her up in plastic. And I don't mean like a creepy, like I just killed you, but I got like the sheets of plastic and I just wrap her around it. Like I just spin around her in a circle so she can't move her arms.
Like Esco.
And then I give her slobbery wet kisses on her face and her chin and her forehead. Oh, God. And she sits there and she goes, no, no, no. Well, she doesn't say it like that. She actually screams a little bit.
You're hurting me.
But then I unwrap her in plastic, and then I rub on the plastic, and I just roll around on it, spread out in my house, and I roll around it. And that's when I get the barbecue sauce out. The barbecue sauce comes out, and I first do one. I start on, like, my little shin, and I whoop, brush stroke up on my right, whoop, brush stroke up on my left. That's when the trumpet comes in. And then I present my cackles and my legs for her to embalm in my meaty thighs. That's usually part of the night where I'm spending the rest of the night alone.
Oh my God.
I have like a whole nother 3 minutes of what is going to happen after that.
I think the barbecue sauce actually. It's weird like how psychosomatic.
Veganaise for people who don't like meat.
Well, barbecue sauce is vegan. It's basically like a vinegar
and some
tomato.
Yeah, that's
like
true.
It's basically ketchup.
Not my barbecue sauce. I put fetuses in that shit. That's not vegan, is it?
And lies. I turn it with lies.
Fetuses and lies.
I can last like.
I wonder if Jenny has a copy of that Elvis song.
Just, this is so fucked up. It's because you're on your rant, and you're talking about like sexy time, and as soon as you said barbecue sauce, I started kind of salivating.
June, I wish that you and I were both gay or one of us was a woman. And I think I would be the woman. And I don't mind that, but I just think we would be perfect together.
If you were barbecue sauce, it would be perfect.
Oh, God. I would be in your mouth all the
Stubbs.
Time. Stubs. Huh.
But I just think that's kind of strange that my brain made me salivate during your sex talk. And now I want to either fuck you or get some barbecue sauce. Can we get another movie madness?
We can. We can get another movie madness because that would be my pleasure.
I gave you that speech earlier because, like I said, that's regulations. They make me do it. This one is for me. I've never liked you. You want to know why? You don't curse. I don't trust the man who doesn't curse. Not a fuck or a shit in all these years. Real men curse.
Holy, I don't know what it is. One more?
Fuck you, Captain Yardley. Fuck what? You very much.
I can't believe that. Did he just say that?
Wow.
Sir, you're welcome.
Sir.
And you pulled these from the movie yourself, right?
Oh, yeah. I didn't. I actually went through and I pulled them from the movie.
Because when I do them, I will like go online and find like a pre-made.
There was nothing
soundboard.
Pre-made that I really needed.
Holy
I needed
shit.
To pull them. And that's what I will be doing.
Anyway.
It was good. Oh, there's one more that I want to play. One more, because I know you're a cat lover.
Hi, it's me.
Hi.
He's eating and resting comfortably now.
Who is?
Mr. Peepers.
Good.
That sadistic cat again.
It's Mr. fucking Peepers.
Hey, we're going to jump into a fake break. You are listening to the Hideous Creature Show. You can give us a call, which you should, at 503-928-7751, and no one will answer. Just leave us a message. It's always good to hear from people that call. And this break is actually a caller calling about one of us being a douchebag from making fun of that World of Warcrafter.
I reserve the right. Now take a hike.
I don't know what the fucking is. Anyway, we're going to take a fake break and we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Rob from Seattle. I just had to call in and place my vote for Douchebag of the Week this week. I would have to say that my vote is one of the members of the Hideous Creature Show, and they know who they are. for calling out people that take video games very seriously, because said member and I used to be members of a guild on a game called Star Wars Galaxies, and I do remember several holes in the walls being punched because that Hideous Creature Show member took the game very seriously and died in battle a couple of times and decided to wreck his stuff. So my vote for Douchebag of the Week is June. Love your show, guys. Talk to you later.
And we're back at the Hideous Creature Show. June is on the phone with our state senator, and he is unable to come back, so I'm bringing you back on this lovely second half of the hour. Hope you're digging the cool jazz and sweet music that you're playing. Oh, June is back.
I want everybody to vote for Shiraz.
Shiraz is good. Pinot Noir, Pinot Grigio.
No, it's just a Shiraz.
Just Shiraz.
I got the good stuff this week. It's Yellowtail. It's got a picture of a marsupial on it.
You have to say that with an Australian accent. A marsupial.
It's can't one of them marsupials. I can't.
I've told you about the chick who's the costume designer for Baz Luhrmann for like Romeo and Juliet and Australia and all the films. She always wins costume designer best Oscar. And every year she's nominated, I don't want her to win because when she goes, and I'd like to thank Baz. And I hate it when she says, Boz. She says it.
The Bosworth?
Every time. No, not Brian Bosworth. Not from the Cincinnati Bengals or the Cleveland Browns or whatever football team he played
for. Okay.
We don't really have cocks because we don't watch football. I watch football, but I don't even know who Brian Bosworth is.
You just contradicted yourself. I'd like to give a huge shout out to Miranda.
Thank you, Miranda.
That came over tonight and brought us fireworks, booze, and a cake.
And what kind of cake was it?
Funny you asked that. It's actually two unicorns humping cake.
That's pretty great.
I took a photo of it, and we'll put it on the Facebook. I bet you have a real doll.
Not today. Not today.
Damn it.
Not today. I'm going to give you a movie madness, June, because you're stumped.
Yes, I do.
What do you think I'm doing? I'm coming home from a hard day at the office, right? God bless the working stick!
What the fuck? It sounds like... You know what it sounds like? It's a really well-done version of Sunny in Philadelphia.
Do you want to hear that one again?
Yeah, can I hear that one again? It sounds like
what
Charlie.
What do you think I'm doing? I'm coming home from a hard day at the office, right? God bless the working stick!
God bless the working... I don't know. Can God I get one more, please?
Of that
one? A different
one? Oh, you want a different
I
one,
I have to
you
have
say.
A different one.
All right. Well, I will give you a different one, then.
Nice day. What do you think of that?
Oh. Oh, I think I got the actor.
Okay, you
give
got
me,
the
give
actor.
Me that one more time.
One more time?
Nice day. What do you think of that?
I got it.
You got the whole thing?
Yeah, I think I got it.
You do?
Yep. I think I got it.
You got the actual movie?
Yep, I got the movie.
Hey, dude, what those pumpkins do with each other when they're alone? And what about the muff divers? Think about it.
No, I don't have it. Hey, again, Miranda, thank you. Miranda's actually sitting in the studio today. And awesome. She made a cake that is actually... the image of two unicorns humping. And I've never eaten unicorn. And we've talked about it on the show. Eating some unicorn meat.
Yeah, we have. And that's the closest thing we're going to get to.
Gimme.
Until we go to Hogwarts at Universal Studio.
Gimme. Hey, and also I want to thank all the listeners that are around and listening to the fucking show and that have said hellos and all that.
How do you do's?
How do you do's?
How do you do, listener?
So I was thinking, Patrick...
What are you thinking, late on?
I was thinking that we should jump into the douchebag of the week for last week. Like, who won?
Okay, who won last week?
Well, here we go. In third place was the prison Viagra smuggler, the guy that had taped the Viagra to his nuts and then went into prison.
Okay.
And we had a big debate on why you would smuggle Viagra into prison.
Because you're ready for a fucking.
In second place came the vanilla boozer breath. The woman that didn't drink booze, she drank a bunch of vanilla extract.
It gets you fucking
and got fucked up,
wasted.
Wrecked her car. And in first place last week for episode 51 was the mommy laundry hostage. The guy that had taken his mom hostage because she didn't do his laundry.
He won for me, so the listeners are yet again correct.
Did you vote for this one?
I don't vote for any of them. I think that's tampering.
Really?
Yeah, it's
okay,
tampering.
I vote. I know Jenny votes.
That's fine. I'm not holding your standards or Jenny's standards to mine. Like, why? You do whatever you want. I think it's tampering if I vote.
See, I think you should have like a word.
That's true. This is a democracy.
You know what I think it is? I think you're lazy. I think that you don't want to go on.
Now, these are Vietnam jungle boots. Cost you half as much, last you twice as long, and they're great for stomping queers. Of course, when you're done, you got to clean out the waffle with a stick, but what the hell? You can't have everything, right? Am I right or wrong?
Holy shit. I still don't know.
I think that voting is a good thing, but I also think that I don't have a right to vote.
You have a total right to vote. You're on the show.
Right.
Don't fire one off yet.
I'm not firing anything off, man. I'm not firing off my vote right now. The lever's still in the upright position. I don't vote. It's not because I'm lazy. It's just because I like to see what untainted the results come out to. And if you and Jenny vote, it's still untainted for me.
Now you're making me feel bad that
vote. You vote because as long as I don't vote, it's still up in the air. And I think the listeners, either you or Jenny and everyone, picked the right douchebag last week.
What did you vote for, Miranda? Did you vote last week?
Yeah.
What did you vote for?
I voted for the mom one.
The mom? The laundry mom?
Yeah, see.
I'm always against the douchebag moms.
I'm against the douchebag children.
Well, against the actual douchebag. I mean, some of them are kind of ha-ha.
That's funny.
But there are some that are epic douchebags.
Right.
So, for episode 51, the 52. Winner goes to...
Aren't we on episode 52?
No, I'm
right now
we're going
here.
Back to episode 51 right now.
I'm sorry.
Mr. Not Voter.
I'm sorry.
Mr. Don't do it. Don't hit it. The winner is the laundry mama.
Yay! Hip, hip. Hooray!
All right.
That's actually a fucked up situation. I think Jenny coined the best phrase.
Which one?
Your fucking son is 30 whatever and living at your fucking house. And he hasn't hit puss. He is an uptight dude.
Sorry, that made me fucking gag reflex.
Well, you and Jenny coined the phrase puss.
No, we didn't coin it.
You singulated it.
True. We did.
Okay, so one sec. So we're going to... Let's do another movie, Menace, and then we'll just jump into Douchebag of the Week.
I'm going home! Clear a path, you motherfucker! Clear a path! I'm going home!
Okay. I think I got it.
You have it?
I think I do. I don't know. You pulled some weird shit out of your ass.
Really? What do you mean I pulled some weird shit out of my ass?
What?
They don't come from my ass.
What do you mean? What do I mean?
So what am I paying my fucking dues for? This is my golf course. If I want to play here,
I got it.
I will play here. Nobody, you understand? If he gets hit with my Titleist, that's his fucking problem.
Don't yell at me. I'm just here playing with you. That's the ball.
Fuck!
By the way, good choice.
Yeah.
And the audio, I have to say, is premium.
Premium, like that premium.
It's you have a good audio. So why don't we jump into
let's
Douchebag of the Week for
hand
episode
in hand.
52
with kisses on her cheeks and lips.
Say hi to your mom for me.
I'm gonna fly her brains out.
I was going fishing.
It sounds like what you were fishing for was sex with a 12-year-old girl.
Paging Dr. Douchebag.
Patrick, what do you got?
A transsexual woman, police say, went on a strange crime spree and was trying to make a statement Sunday. Catherine Carlson was arrested Sunday when she was found running naked down Highway 95 just north of Payette. Payette is in Idaho, by the way. Police say she's also responsible for starting her truck and home, or for starting her truck and home on fire. That's a sentence that was leaked out on the internet.
I think they're both in the same.
The house fire was snuffed out inside, but caused an evacuation of more than 50 homes.
One sec. I'm sorry to interrupt.
Did that first?
Can I stop for?
Did that first paragraph tell you who, what, when, where, why, and how? Okay. Which is what I think you learn in day one of journalism.
What school? I would like to say to the listener is that we actually pull these verbatim off the internet,
and these they're written can't write.
Like they're written like children write them.
Chocolate is good. Chocolate makes feel good awesomeness in my legs.
Oh, okay, they're written really, really horribly. Or at least they print really bad.
No, they're written horribly. It's not the printer.
I mean, because I read the news.
Yeah,
but I never pull off like a they're. How badly it's written when I'm reading it.
Yeah, well, you unless, never really
unless
read
there's a microphone in front of my
yeah,
face.
Yeah, you don't read the news aloud when you're looking at a newspaper, but this is horrible.
I do.
You
I go
do?
Downtown with a soapbox, I sit there, and I read douchebags.
Okay, so Catherine Carlson was arrested when she was found running naked down Highway 95, and police say she's also responsible for setting her truck and home on fire. They said starting.
Well, maybe everything's more flammable down there.
The house fire was snuffed out inside, but caused an evacuation of more than 50 homes after firefighters found what looked like a pipe bomb rigged to propane tanks in the front porch of her home. Carlson is trans and gendered and has a long-running feud with police and the county after she was booked into jail under her male name. Police say Carlson told them Sunday that everything that had happened was to draw attention to her fight. This was done to bring attention to herself, Payette Police Chief Mark Clark said. Bruce Landon is one of Carlson's friends. His camping trailer was parked next to her truck when it was lit on fire. I accept her like she is, but still, to go and burn your friend's trailer? I mean, that's kind of dramatic, Landon said. Landon helped Carlson just days before when she said she hinted at what she was going to do. He never thought it would be something that she's accused of. She's completely lost it, and I don't know what to think about her, Landon said.
So she was talking about it, and he can't believe that she did it?
Well, I'm sorry that I also did an all shucks Landon impersonation, which is not fair. I'm sorry, Mark Landon. Well, why the fuck does she seem to need to make a statement by lighting shit on fire and burning?
Because she's crazy, Patrick.
No shit.
She is fucking insane.
We're on the same fucking page.
She has been full of bad ideas since day one.
I'm with you. We're the same, you and me. We're the same, don't you see?
You're not the same. I'm an American. You're a sick asshole.
What kind of vigilante are you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Good choice, too, by the way.
We are.
That you choose, like, the upper echelon.
No, I don't. I don't pick the upper echelon.
You go up and tight.
No, but that's just
tight
like
tight.
Oh, guess what? I'm not getting enough fucking attention, so I'm gonna light shit on fire. I actually believe that there are certain people who are born into this life being another gender. This person does not fucking meet that criteria because all she is doing is going, I fucking need attention, I'm trying to bring shit up. So fuck you.
No, actually, I understand. I completely understand your point of it doesn't matter transgender or not. She is fucking cuckoo town.
She was pissed off, or he was pissed off that he didn't get the role of Liesel in the fucking 10th grade production of Sound of Music.
Well,
and still is fighting that back.
What I'm saying is that this had manifested a long time. Maybe it had morphed into getting a fucking sex change. But, I mean, that rage came from something small.
Everybody wants attention. Everyone wants to be noticed and acknowledged. And if you go, I don't have anything to be acknowledged for, but, oh, I'm not trying to, like, because I know there are people who actually believe, like, who actually feel like they're the wrong gender and fine. But those are the people that I've met in my life who aren't looking, going, look at me, I am not the sex I was born with. They're the people who are going, yep, I'm a man. But the people that burn shit down and going, I'm trying to bring awareness to an Idaho community. Fuck you, asshole. You're making a wrong fucking thing. This is why fucking weird-ass fucking yokels in goddamn Terre Haute, Indiana are looking at fucking goddamn transgendered people going, see, they're all fucking crazy. They're not part of God's plan. It's because of this fucking stupid goddamn attention dramatic fucking queen bitch.
I agree. Gonna have another one. Another movie madness. Maybe.
I'm rolling back prices to 1965. What do you think of that?
What do you think
I
of
love
that?
Marky Mark. He's a good actor.
I love his Funky Bunch more. Oh. That is, that's just not, you know, we're on the same page.
We're having a territorial dispute. Hmm? I mean, I've wandered into your pissing ground or whatever the damn thing is, and you've taken offense with my presence. I can understand that. I mean, I wouldn't want you people in my backyard either. This is your home, and your home is your home, and I respect that.
I loved Romancing with the Stone. All right. Oh, God. So I got another one.
That's the War of the Roses, dumbass.
Okay. So the one I have is, it's interesting. A Michigan woman has been given a long-term prison sentence after pleading guilty on sexual relationships with a teenage son she had given up for adoption. Amy Louise Sword, 36, of Waterfront, was sentenced to 9 to 30 years Monday. The Detroit newspaper reported Associated Press, blah, 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 said that Sword was guilty of selfish, cowardly, despicable acts for having sex with a 14-year-old while he was going through, quote, difficult times. Sword was also ordered to refrain from any contact with her son, who is now 16. Okay, what happened is this fucking bitch is has a son, gives it up, has only the only information that she's given to this kid is through the adoption agency,
right?
Which she can kind of only ascertain certain minuscule information,
right?
Like a little bit, like how's he doing? He's healthy, he's blah blah blah. So she jumps onto fucking Facebook, knowing
his name,
the adopted parents' names,
right?
Finds him on Facebook. And calls his ass up and seduces him and fucks him. Yes, that's right.
I don't think she's eligible for douchebag because she just ascended to another level of just crazy fucking weirdo.
She'd been following her boy's life kind of vicariously through the adoption agency, just kind of knowing he's like healthy and shit. Finds him on Facebook, seduces him, and fucks him.
I kind of want to move on.
Are you fucking serious?
I
kind of
want to move on.
Are you crazy?
I have a bad taste in my mouth and my anus.
You're fucking crazy, bitch.
I'm just
like horny go that deep?
No, that's not horny. Is there something weird about
that? No, that's
that.
Cuckoo Town.
No,
right?
It's not Cuckoo Town. It's fucking beyond. It's fucking gluttonous, fucking bullshit, fucking balls ass, fucking.
Okay, so why the fuck would she seek out her son?
Her dad fucked her, and she's trying to complete a cycle. That's fair.
Or like
this is my first shot
add to
off
the fuck
the
up army. Add to the fucked up army.
Yeah.
Excuse me. I don't know if you've noticed or not, but there's other people waiting to use the phone here.
There are?
Yeah.
Other people want to use the phone.
That's right, you selfish asshole.
Jeez, that's too bad, because you know what?
What?
I think it's out of order.
Patrick.
I am pissed
off. Can I do you a favor?
What?
Can I give you a jacuzzi?
Can we have a jacuzzi?
I will give you jacuzzi right now.
Because
I would have never thought about this when I was doing Movie Madness. Yeah. And you, I, just love you. I want to give you tons of hugs.
Oh God, we're giving each other a hug
so
right now.
Good.
I love it.
You just like, don't hit it. Don't do it.
I'm not.
I want to give you more praise. I love you.
You do?
You're such a good fella.
How much do you
fella.
Love me?
A million.
Give it to me now. Give it to me. Give it to me. Come on.
Tell me, Jim.
Give it to me. 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 Come on. Give it to me. Give it to me. Give it to me. Give it to me.
I'm just waiting for your praise.
I love you so much that I want to make out with you on a pier.
This is why 54. You know what? You want to make out with me on a pier? I don't know about that.
Anyway, I'm angry.
I'm angry. I really just want to ignore that story. That's still up for voting, but I'm angry.
Who is the douchebag? I mean, tattletales. We always have tattletales.
Do you want to say protagonist, antagonist?
No, I actually, for real, I just want to say the bitch. She sucks.
Yeah.
She is the douchebag of the week for that story.
I think she's the douche. I don't think I'm looking at copy in my hand, and I don't think that this man
anyway
can do it. Do you want to hear about him?
So a fun little thing we're gonna do is Miranda's gonna actually do one of the douchebags of the week. Hey Miranda, you ready?
Yeah, I'm so ready. Mesa vandalism suspect greets officers in the nude holding a beer. A Mesa woman greets police officers in the nude, holding a beer after allegedly vandalizing her boyfriend's car with a dog leash. Court records state. The police were called to a home near Guadalupe and Alma School Roads Sunday afternoon because a woman was reportedly throwing items at a vehicle, damaging the car and its windshields. Records show. When officers arrived at the scene, the woman's boyfriend flagged them down.
Over here. Please help me.
Please help me. This woman has a leash and she's crazy and she's naked. The damaged vehicle belonged to him, and the police said he appeared to be distraught as he said, "Look what she did to my car."
I bet it was like one of those shitty ass lowrider fucking trucks. Yeah.
They don't rust out there. The victim waited outside as officers went up to the house and contacted the woman. When she answered the door, she was naked, holding a beer, according to records.
Wait, one sec. So the cops get there? Yeah. Have you ever seen the cops where the guy is totally guilty and he's being the douchebag?
Right.
I love having it, like, gender change.
Crossed over,
right? It's like her, she's butt naked,
fucking wasted.
A beer.
Yeah. And she's like, whatever.
I bet they could have talked her in some weird shit, too.
Oh, yeah. It could have totally gone totally somewhere else. She told officers she had been skinny dipping. Oh, just innocently enough. Police reported Reed appeared to be under the influence of drugs or alcohol and was quote unquote belligerent to officers,
sneakies,
calling them pigs and refusing to answer questions. She denied.
What questions?
Right,
what's the capital of Quebec? Is that really? Is that it? Oh my God.
Oh my God, you win.
So good. Suck you off.
Whoa, okay. Reed denied damaging the victim's car, but the victim had taken pictures on his cell phone of her swinging a dog leash into the windshield. That's hard to dispute, you know?
I just have this, audio image of a.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's very...
And his car alarm going...
Very satisfying. I mean, if I'm going to go ape shit, I might as well...
In America, we have the freedom of speech, the right to disagree!
Exactly. I'm going to be naked, fucking toting a fucking dog leash, and going fucking balls out on some douchebag's car that... He probably owes me money. I probably paid for everything... That he has, and
I hate your Toyota Camry.
and I hate you, and you can't even drink this beer. I'm going to drink it naked. I'm going to whip your car probably, with a leash.
It was probably one of those beers that was halfway full that, you know, had sat around for a little bit had, like, bugs swimming in it.
Oh, yeah. Totally. Totally. That's a... You know, I don't, who's the douchebag in that? Like, he might be the douchebag. You don't know. It's not in the article. But what really brought her to be, I doubt she was skinny dipping, okay?
In what, her bathtub?
In Mesa, Arizona? No,
in Pabst. She was skinny dipping in Pabst.
Yeah, full on in
so,
Pabst.
So, yeah, full on. I think the douchebag for this particular one is her. Whipping
well, and,
that
and where did the dog leash come from?
where's the dog?
Where's the dog? Kirby, Curbster, hello. Like, where's the dog in this? Do you have it in your purse just for fun and kicks in case you need to whip some vehicles? You know, you're kind of messed up.
Hey, those rice burners.
Yeah, she's probably an ex-meth addict anyways, living in like the armpit of Arizona.
Fuck that bitch. So I agree. I think she is the douchebag of the week for that particular one.
Yeah. Yeah. Totally.
Okay. So where we are in the thing of this is for douchebag of the week, we have a transvestite burning down her house and trailer for attention. That's pretty much what it was.
Right.
And then we have, as Miranda just said, a nude vandal fucking up her boyfriend's car with a dog leash and other methods. And then we have a woman seducing her adopted son. Years.
I want to vote for that later. Right now, and we haven't even put the thing up yet.
Jim, we should hold off for a second. I got to play you something.
One second.
Wait, yeah.
Hey, listeners, you can go on to our website, which is hideouscreatureshow.squarespace.com, and vote to who you think is the douchebag of the week for episode 52.
Please do it.
And thank you for everybody that has actually done so in the past. It's always nice to see the numbers keep climbing.
Go on Facebook and fucking yell it out. If you go on Facebook and yell it out, I will, because I don't vote, I will personally look on Facebook and take your vote and put it onto our website.
Yeah, also, if you want to do an audio vote, we'll put that into at 503-928-7751, and you can vote that way too. And actually, you know what? I love having the votes on the website, but
you would really like the audio.
I would too. To have people come on and bitch about that shit.
I would too.
It'd be good. You got
this is what I'm talking about. Turn around, look at that. You see what I mean? It's plump, it's juicy, it's 3 inches thick. Now, look at this sorry, miserable, squashed thing.
I know what it is.
What you call that?
I got it.
Finally. Graffiti?
Finally.
No, man. That's not fucking graffiti. That's a sign.
You can't read it, man.
I'll read it for you. It says, this is fucking private property. No fucking trespassing. This means fucking you. Whew. Says all that?
Yeah.
Well, maybe wrote it in fucking English. I could fucking understand it.
Ooh, a little too much F words for me.
What? Oh, your virgin ears could not do that?
Let's close out Movie Madness and then do a reveal.
I'm not done. No, we're doing no reveal. If you do not know this movie, then you can listen back to it and put it on the internet. No. No fucking listening back to Movie Madness on this one. If you actually heard a quote and go, what is this movie? They'll type it in. It will come up somewhere.
Okay, so let's come to a happy medium. Why don't we reveal next week what Movie Madness is this week?
I don't know.
You're like stalling over there.
I don't know if that's right, man.
You're the Iron Fist of like.
You're like Jesus coming down on me.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Good. Good. Freedom of religion. Now you get the swing of it. Feels good to exercise your rights, doesn't it?
Yeah. That's a fair trade off to me. Jesus has shown me.
Okay.
The way.
is that what we're going to do now for the show? Is like reveal it next week?
Yeah, but we won't reveal it next week. We'll forget.
Why don't
we're alive.
You know, why don't we we'll reveal it in the next show, just like we reveal who won the douchebag of the week then.
Right. We will. All
right. Can I get another one then, please?
You want one more?
Game. Wait. Yeah, I kind of do. A little bit.
You know what, June? Bit. Because
a little bit.
You're so cute when you talk to me like
can
that.
Can I have a movie hug? Those one?
Pleasure frequenting your establishment.
Okay, can I have another one?
Are you serious?
I know what it is.
I know you know what it is. I think the listeners. Okay. Wow, man, this is a lot. I did a lot of shit here.
That's a hell of a way to treat a vet, man.
You're an animal doctor?
No, a vet. A veteran. I was in Nam, man.
But were you a drummer boy? You must have been 10 years old.
I actually farted. I laughed on that. Okay, give us another one and we can close the show out.
I mean, I was willing to mind my own business. I was willing to respect your territory and treat you like a man, but you couldn't leave it alone, could you? You couldn't let a man sit here for 5 minutes and take a rest on your precious piece of shit hill.
Oof. 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 Somebody else needs a hug.
There's a lot of hugs that need to be going on. It's a hard fucking road.
You forgot the briefcase! You forgot the briefcase!
All right.
All right.
Thank you again, Miranda, for making our unicorn
Thank
fucking
you, Miranda.
Cake.
And the kava.
Very good.
Is the kava gone? Yeah, the kava's
hey,
gone.
Hey, you can reach us at 503-928-7751.
Or you can go to thehideouscreatureshow.squarespace.com.
You can Google Hideous Creature Show and we pop up too.
Or go to us on our Facebook page at Hideous Creature Show. Or you can go to June Button or Patrick Williams or Jenny Kaler. And check our friends, check the things we dig, check the way that we wear lingerie.
You can also download some of the shows at iTunes, Podcast Alley, and Zune. And if you folks would be so sweet to tell a friend if you like the show, that maybe, hey, I think that my homie would probably kind of like it.
Maybe even like 2 minutes of it.
And you know what? If we get like an email, I will make a CD and shoot a couple episodes out to your friends for free. I'll pay for postage.
I won't. I won't do any of that. But guess what I will do? If you like the show and give me the address of one of your friends who you would think will like the show, I'll show up at their house.
Make them stuff.
I will not show up naked, but
you
I will show up
shit?
At their house.
You gonna make stuff? Baker?
I'll make some lemon bars. Cupcakes. I'll make some lemon bars. I might make a lemon bars and wear a tight-fitting T-shirt and let my belly poke out because I know that's what the ladies love.
So anyway, we're coming to the end of another show, and I would like to say thank you so much, you guys, for listening. And it's always so good to hear back from you guys.
What is this? The last stand on Fiji?
So, actually, we're going to leave Movie Madness up in the air, and we'll reveal it on the next show.
Oh, yes, we will.
So, this is going to be the end of the Hideous Creature Show for episode
52,
and we will see you guys next week. Until then, wait, we are going to leave this show with Dead Kennedys.
Good.
We'll see
one.
You guys next week. Until then, have a fucking wonderful, wonderful week.
Ciao, ciao.
I am called the Dead Cherry Brown. My arm smiles and never frowns. Soon I will be president. Got a power of suit away. I will be Sierra one day. I will command all of you. Your kids will meditate in school. Your kids will meditate in school. California, over Don't come back, you say.
Show. Mother of God.